Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider about interviews he held with Mid Prairie staff reflecting on the past school year's building transition.
Who all was interviewed as far as the buildings go?
Well, actually, I met with all of the staff. I put out an open invitation for all teachers and all staff members to meet with me. I went to East Elementary two mornings. I went to West Elementary two mornings. And then I also went to the middle school, met with the fifth grade teachers. We did that over the noon hour one time. And like you said, I had meetings with all of the staff members at both elementaries, and it was a very open-ended conversation. I just wanted to ask them about the positives and the negatives that they saw having, you know, went through three-fourths of the year, you know, in relation to the changes that were made in all of the buildings and going to grade alike attendance centers. I wanted to know what they saw as the positives, and I wanted to know what they saw as the concerns and the challenges and those things that we needed to focus on moving forward.
What can you say were your general findings from each building?
Well, you know, as I looked at it overall, to me, what came through loud and clear was the consistency of the not only the instruction, but the consistency of the resources that were being used for instruction. The field trips, the consistency between field trips, each grade doing the same kinds of things. But I think overall, the largest benefit that was mentioned was the amount of collaboration, that bringing all of the teachers together in the same grade, just how much easier it was and how much more collaboration those teachers in the same grade levels were able to do. You know, those were the big positives. From that, obviously, another positive was there was less variability in the classes, not only in size. I mean, obviously, that was one of the reasons why this discussion first started, was because of the variation in class sizes. So obviously, by bringing all of the grades together, it was easier to, have class sizes of the same size. But also, teachers and staff members talked about the abilities within those classes. We were able to create classes that had, you know, was more consistent needs in each of the classes.
What will you be doing with this feedback moving forward?
Sure. Well, as I said, we've already met as an administrative team, and we've talked about those. We have an administrator retreat set up for August, for 3 days in August, and we'll be taking it as part of that retreat. We'll be taking this feedback, and we'll be setting goals for the coming year, and obviously some of the negatives and the concerns and the challenges that were brought up, we'll consider that as we start goal setting for the coming year.
And overall, with the building transition last year, how would you say the school district is doing since then?
You know, I've really been pleased since the beginning of last year with how well it appears to be functioning. We still need to do a parent survey, and I'm going to wait until the start of this next school year to send out a parent survey, again, to find out their perceptions on how things went this past year, but also what are the things that they would want us to work on moving into next year. But overall, from the staff's perspective, I was just really pleased from the feedback. Obviously, there's some things we need to focus on, but most of those things were you know, scheduling issues and transportation issues, kind of the nuts and bolts, that's kind of the day-to-day operations of how things operate in schools. So those can be addressed not fairly easily, but they're kind of easier to focus on since they're more day-to-day operations. I mean, there was a general feeling now, because we've gone to grade alike attendance centers, that there will be less focus on a district feeling. You know, that's more of a generalized concern rather than a day-to-day concern. So as an administrative staff, and even with teacher input and support staff input, we'll have to think of things that we need to do to make sure that we maintain that generalized district feeling, that generalized family feel for the Mid Prairie community.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid Prairie Superintendent Mark Schneider about interviews he held with Mid Prairie staff reflecting on the past school year's building transition. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.